This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be back at your vibrational level once again, and we would like to once again take a moment to express our greetings to the Astro Human as well, to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we remind you that, as always, there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed, that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that telepathic exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through your rather limited use of the vocabulary. And as well, the information that we express to you is that which you desire to hear. Information that, once again, many times is very limited, in which you can receive telepathically in a much more complete and much more fulfilling manner, if you wish. Now, once again, many times individuals enter into a Medicare stat and believe that there is absolutely no connection. You don't retain the memory of that interaction. But nonetheless, we assure you that it occurs. We assure you that at some time in your so-called awakened consciousness state, there exists that opportunity for you to feel these intuitive suggestions that are the result of your interactions in an altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, in that telepathic interaction, in the exchange of information. And so we would encourage you absolutely to become involved and to take advantage of the opportunity that you have created on this afternoon. But as always, of course, that choice is yours absolutely. Now, you have entered into, as we have suggested many times, what we refer to as a new age and new energy. An alteration, although it be a slight alteration, of the energy that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You as a human consciousness have consented to allowing changes to occur in your creation process, that makes it possible for you to create your reality from a conscious state in a manner that has once again been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Now, in order to make a presentation that has some type of validity that you can get a grasp of, we're going to utilize your belief in time and space. It's important, however, to understand that time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than in your awakened consciousness state, and as well to various degrees in your other altered states of consciousness. But nonetheless, an illusion. Time and space don't really exist. However, once again, for the purposes of our discussion, we will refer to your so-called belief in time and space in your so-called past and present and future. And so this new age and new energy that you have agreed to enter into and that you have completed that transformation into allows you to craft your reality from a conscious state in a manner that has been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Difficult but not impossible. And we foster with it at a new age and new energy. And really, again, to utilize your belief in time and space, it's not really new. You see, in your so-called past, in your Lemurian times, you created in a manner that was, in terms of your ability from a conscious state, far superior to that which you are capable of achieving and experiencing in your so-called present, in this incarnational state, in this so-called new age and new energy. In your Lemurian periods, you entered and left this particular vibrational level at will. You knew, to a certain extent, that you were absolutely in control of the creation process. And you knew that the limitation that you put upon that creation and the understanding of that creation was completely within your control, and you could alter it and change it whenever you wished. You came and left, if you wished, this vibrational level at will. Forming, reforming, changing, altering at will. Understanding at a very near level of your so-called awakened consciousness state that not only were you the one that was responsible for the reality that you were creating, but understanding absolutely the connection with all of the entities that exist throughout all of creation, the understanding that you are one. And so you brought that into this vibrational level in the so-called Lemurian periods. And you experienced reality creation in a manner, once again, that was what you may believe to be, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, a superior form of creation to what you experience in this vibrational level. It wasn't really that any type of superior creation at all. It's simply that you understood the creation process does not make it superior. You utilize the same techniques in this particular so-called incarnational period, in this so-called new age and new energy that you utilized in the Lemurian period. Only in this so-called new age and new energy, in this particular incarnational period, you go to greater lengths to hide the understanding of who and what you are and how it is that you truly create this reality. And so the creation process has not changed. It's your choice to understand and to bring into your awakened consciousness state the understanding of how it is that you create this reality. The process itself is exactly the same. It has not changed. It's exactly the same as the process that you utilize to create realities throughout all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of reality. Yours, once again, is in that unique situation where you limit your capacity to understand how it is that you create this reality. And so in this so-called new age and new energy, you have allowed to a certain extent the ability to consciously influence your reality once again in a manner that's been difficult to you, for you to achieve in your so-called past, once again with the exception of the Lemurian period and as well with the exception of what we refer to as the Atlantean periods. You see, in the Atlantean periods, even to once again utilize your belief in time and space, some who had, for lack of a better terminology, carried into that particular era the understanding of who and what they truly are and were as they experienced in the Lemurian period. And so you had entities in your so-called Atlantean period who understood to a certain extent the creation process and were able to consciously influence and create the reality in a manner that, once again, to utilize your reference to this so-called new age and new energy in this particular incarnational period, was superior to what it is that you experience in this so-called new age and new energy. And so this new age and new energy is not really new. It's new to individuals, once again, in this incarnational period. And when you left the Atlantean periods and you entered into those Periods when you put in place a veil which ironically is stronger than the veil that you experienced in this time and place, in this particular incarnational period. You put in place a veil that allows you to experience realities in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level, where you, for lack of a better terminology, allowed your reality to be almost completely controlled by choices and decisions and beliefs that you put in place in your altered state of consciousness, in your dream state and in your between incarnational state. And you existed in what you might refer to as a type of reality that was determined by fate. Fate that you choose, nonetheless, in your altered state of consciousness. And you look at some of those periods, and from your particular perspective in this incarnational state, they look to be very primitive indeed. Ironically, it's the same entities that existed in the Lemurian period, that existed in the Atlantean period, that had existed in that so-called primitive periods, and that exist in this so-called new age and new energy that you are currently experiencing. It's the same entities. This is not new. It's not something that you have not experienced. It's a change that you make the choice to be involved in. The difficulty in your understanding how it is that you create this reality is a difficulty that is the result of your choice to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And the reason is quite simple, and we've suggested it many times, is because it allows you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you are aware consciously of the creation process. And so you choose to limit that capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how it is that you create this reality. You choose to put in place that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so in this new age and new energy, you have to a certain extent altered that veil. You've altered the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And the irony of it is that it doesn't matter whether you're aware of the alteration of that energy. The creation process is there. You see, it doesn't matter whether you believe that you're in control of your reality creation process or not from your conscious state. In fact, that's why you entered into this vibrational level and put in place all of those limitations and all of that veil, is in order to make it difficult for you to understand in your awakened consciousness state how it is that you create this reality. To make it impossible for you to consciously be aware of the creation process. Because it makes it more real. It makes it appear that it's beyond your capacity to control. It makes it appear like there are other influences that are controlling your reality. And that you are simply a victim of whatever it is that comes along. Because it makes it more real. And it intensifies that intense range of emotions and feelings that you desire to experience. It's really that simple. It becomes difficult when you begin to add in all of the different beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. But you handle that from the far level of consciousness that you are with absolutely no effort at all. And so it doesn't matter whether you believe that you're in control. In fact, once again, you go to great lengths to prove that you're not in control. But you are in control. You create this reality, whether you believe it or not, in your awakened consciousness state. We are absolutely guaranteed that at some level of your consciousness, you not only believe it, but you understand it, and you utilize that creation process to create this reality for that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And so in this new age, new energy, it doesn't really matter whether you understand the creation process. And in fact, we have suggested many times that to not understand is actually the successful creation of the reality. Because it's what you desired, it's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you don't necessarily have to understand that your conscious thoughts are having impact on your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Your conscious thoughts, what you think and feel, influence your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And we're referring to a past that has occurred to utilize once again your belief in time and space, post-Atlantean time. That past where the realities that you experienced were based upon beliefs and belief systems that you put in place, that you altered and that you agreed to for the majority of your creation process from an altered state of consciousness. And so in this new age and new energy, whether you choose to believe or not, the thoughts that you hold, what it is that you desire, what you consciously believe, influences your entire reality. That can be a difficult concept to grasp, particularly for individuals who wish to believe that there are other entities that are not only influencing their reality, but in many instances control their reality. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's important to understand that this is not a right or wrong reality creation process that you're involved in. You can't do it the wrong way. And it's not necessarily the right way. It's your choice. That's the way that you create the reality. However, once again, whether you believe it or not, your conscious thoughts are influencing your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to experience in your so-called past. That can have and is having a huge impact on the realities that you are experiencing as a human consciousness in this vibrational level. It should continue to have a tremendous impact upon the realities that you experience. You are going through what you like to refer to as an alteration of your environmental system. Many people hold in their conscious this belief system that your environment is changing. And consequently, it's changing. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief system. It's important to grasp the concept that it's not right or wrong. You see, when you begin to apply the right or wrong theory, then it becomes difficult for you to grasp and to accept that the so-called wrong way is your creation as well as the so-called right way. It's not right or wrong. It's simply that spark of consciousness that you are that creates the reality that you desire to experience. And when you hold the thought in your consciousness, it is influencing your reality once again in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your past. Not impossible, but difficult. You see, when you entered into this new age and new energy, you had the so-called new agers, these entities who are searching for enlightenment, if you wish, who thought that this new age and new energy would bring along all types of very desirable realities. Assuming that because it was going into a new age and a new energy, that it would all be positive realities that you experienced in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's important to understand that positive or negative or awakened consciousness state judgments, they do not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so that stock of consciousness that is responsible for creating this reality holds no such judgment. It's all positive. It's all a validation of beliefs and belief systems. And so, in this new age and new energy, as many expected that the reality would suddenly be what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being positive, the stock of consciousness that you are held no such judgment, and it was all positive. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems and what it is that you desire. And your spark of consciousness rejoices in that creation process. And so it's important to understand that in this awakened consciousness state, if you believe that it's right or wrong, that's your human consciousness choice and decision. It does not exist at that level, once again, from which you create the reality. And so the spark of consciousness that you are views all of the creations that you are experiencing as being valid creations and rejoices in that creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. So this climate change that many of you in your awakened consciousness state view as being a very negative type of experience that you do not choose to desire, nonetheless, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation, gives to you that which you desire, which you believe, which you hold as a conscious thought in a manner, once again, that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. So it's important to pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, particularly when it becomes a thought or a feeling or a concept that begins to be experienced by societies, and eventually by the human consciousness. What you think and what you feel influences your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, even in your so-called past in this particular incarnational period, since you have to utilize once again your belief in time and space at the year of 2012, at 2012 you completed that alteration into this new age and new energy within this particular lifetime, if you wish, of entities existing within this incarnational period. And so you have that opportunity to experience, not only have the opportunity, but are experiencing it. You see, that once again is the irony. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You can't change that. It's your reality. And so, in this new age and new energy, at some level of your consciousness, you agreed to participate. That it was a human consciousness concept, not an individual or a societal belief, but it was an agreement, if you wish, a consensus of the human consciousness to create this transformation in the energy that you utilize to create the reality that allows you once again to influence it from a conscious state in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so at some level of your consciousness, you've agreed. Just at some level of your consciousness, you know absolutely that you are the creator of your reality. Absolutely and completely. Now, in this new age and new energy, there are also those who believe that access, if you wish, to the understanding of who and what you truly are would become much easier. Because if you hold it in your conscious thought, it should be an easier thing to achieve, and consequently, that opportunity to access that spark of consciousness and that understanding of who and what you truly are would become something that was much more readily available to the act of you. Understanding who and what you truly are does not necessarily go hand in hand with being able to consciously influence your reality. You've altered the portion of the energy that you utilize to create your reality. You have not altered the portion of the energy that you utilize to keep intact that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Many individuals go to great lengths to attempt to make that connection. And it can be quite ironic if you look at it from an outside view, from where we see this reality that you exist in, because here you are, putting in place, you put in place, and you maintain and you sustain that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and then you go to great lengths to find out who and what you truly are anyway. Even though you have been the one that's responsible for the limitation in the first place. It seems rather ironic, as once again to look at it from an outside view, but nonetheless, many individuals search for that connection of who and what they truly are and go to great lengths to attempt to find an answer to who and what you truly are. We've suggested many times the answer lies within the act of you. You can't find it written in a book, or if you're attempting to attend lectures such as we're presenting to you, we can open the door, we can give you glimpses, but you must go inside. It's an experience that defies explanation, but it's an experience that is available for each of you. What becomes even more frustrating for many is when they begin to grasp that understanding of who and what they truly are. Get glimpses, if you wish. Touch that spark of consciousness. Get that overwhelming feeling and experience of unconditional love. And then come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state and still have difficulty in creating the reality that you desire to experience, be it from a position of relationships or a position of your health or positions of your possessions, your monetary success, right? All of those particular elements can present difficulties. Ironically, for some, the relationships versus the monetary experience versus many other realities is quite different. Each of you sees individuals who seem to have absolutely no difficulty with relationships, enter into relationships, and accept that relationship to be a very firm and solid relationship, and consequently don't experience difficulties in relationships. But when it comes to creating some type of a monetary success, oh, now that's real. Now that's much more difficult for them, and they're not capable of creating that. And then you see another individual who is exactly the opposite. Relationships are very difficult, cannot sustain or become involved in a relationship, but creating abundance is absolutely no problem at all. They expect it to be there. It's that expectation, once again, and the belief that you have the capacity to do the karate. And so, many individuals who touch that spot of consciousness that they are, get a glimpse of that understanding. Get a glimpse of the emotions and feelings that are associated with connecting with that spark of consciousness, that absolute unconditional love, and then come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state. Still experience difficulty in creating the reality. Well, you make it difficult on purpose. It's so simple. We suggested time and time again. You make it difficult because it allows you to experience realities that you believe are beyond your capacity to control, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those particular realities and experiences. It's really that simple. You make it difficult. You make it so that you can't understand. You make it so that it seems to be beyond your capacity to control it. Even after you have got a glimpse of who and what you truly are, when you experience that emotion of understanding of who and what you truly are, when you go inside and make that connection, when you make the connections and you understand that there are other realities existing within the same time and same space, and you experience some of those realities while maintaining awareness of your existence within this particular incarnational period, you get a glimpse of the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. And then you come back into this vibrational level, into your awakened consciousness state, and still have experiences and difficulties in creating the reality. You make it difficult. That experience of connecting with who and what you truly are gives you a glimpse in a gift that is difficult to describe. It defies an explanation or a description. It's why you can't find it written in a book. It's why you won't find it by listening to any tapes. It's an experience. But what it does is that it allows you to accept the understanding that you are the creator of your reality, even if at times it's difficult to accept that that's the reality that you really desire, that it's validating some belief or belief system that you don't believe you hold. It still is to utilize a New Age terminology, enlightening. Our friend Elias has difficulty with that term, enlightening. He continuously pushes it away when we try to utilize enlightening. It gives you freedom. It gives you freedom to understand. Our friend Elias also likes us to use analogies that are based upon one of his favorite spots. When an individual is involved in what you refer to as a baseball game, when they are in a batting situation, when they're attempting to strike the ball, if they hit that ball 3 out of 10 times, it's considered to be a great success. A huge success. Because they understand the difficulty and almost the impossibility to be able to hit that ball 10 times out of 10 times. And so it's considered to be a great success. When you look at the realities that you create in your day-to-day activities, if you can grasp 3 out of 10 and suggest that I had an influence on that reality and on that creation, then that's a huge success. If you can, in your awakened consciousness state, bring back that understanding of that connection, of that experience of who and what you truly are, then you are free. You are free from the restrictions of believing that you're not in control, even if it's some realities that you wonder why you would ever create such a negative type reality. Nonetheless, there are enough there to grant you that freedom. And when you obtain that freedom, when you get a glimpse of that understanding, then you are truly free from the restrictions that you put upon yourself in this vibrational level, even if you still have difficulty in understanding the creation process, even if there are realities that you are not in control of, even if it seems like in your awakened consciousness state that there are many times that you are at the mercy of other individuals. Nonetheless, if you've had that glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are, then you accept that. You accept that and you are free. You are. To utilize that terminology, enlightened. Individuals who don't believe that they're in control, individuals who allow themselves to be victims, individuals who believe that others influence their reality in a manner that they have absolutely no influence over themselves, are the ones who are truly, truly feeling like they are imprisoned in this awakened consciousness state. They can live in an area that you may, in your so-called awakened consciousness state and based upon your consciousness understanding, live in an area that you would term as being completely free. And yet they are prisoners within themselves because of their lack of understanding of the reality creation process, their lack of acceptance that they are all that is. And you can take another individual who has gone with inside and touched that spark of consciousness that they are, who understands that they are in control of the reality that they experience. And you can lock that person in a tiny cell, but you cannot take away their freedom. Understanding who and what you truly are comes from within inside. Freedom to express and to believe and to create your reality comes from within inside. To bring that into your consciousness grants you a freedom which can never be taken away from you in your awakened consciousness state. What you hold within your consciousness influences your reality. You are all that is. You are all that is. And when you grasp that understanding and bring it into your so-called awakened consciousness state, then you cannot fail. You cannot fail. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And so we would leave you well and bid you farewell with love and with peace.